It's Mr. Walken's show. Mr. Walken, I'm sorry, we had some technical problems there and we accidentally dropped the call. Welcome to the zone again. It's been a while.
Those difficulties are okay. A lot like my eyesight. How you doing?
How are you?
Great, man. Good day. Where's my boy Pat?
Hey! Mr. Walken, it's been a while, my friend. I'm going to have to come out there and see you. Live in L.A.
You? I still got your action figure on my drawer. It's actually got lights that shoot towards it on my armoire.
You take care of that thing. That was
a
special gift.
I hug it every day. Now, what are we talking about here? How you guys doing?
We're great. Mr. Walken, it came up before we get into some talk about things that matter. The question came up earlier, how you and Pat became acquaintances. Can you recount that story for us?
Well, there was a time way back when I actually shot a movie in Boston called Death and a Maiden 2, The Ritual, San Sebastian, Bach, and there were about 10 other letters and words in the title. I sit here, keep on going on the title. However, I saw, driving through this town, Pat and his brother, Richard, shooting hoops at a park. And literally, I'm a bit savantish. I counted. Kid buried 1,322 straight three-pointers. Astonishing. So I thought there was something wrong with him. Applied some ice to his head. Friends ever since.
I think that was in the rain, too. It was a cloudy day. It was a rainy, cloudy day, too. It was outside, though. I think that was old Swan Street.
Don't ride it, baby. Don't ride it. You're on the wave already. You're about to pound it and jackhammer it into the ground. Take compliment and run.
Mr. Walken, there's been a lot going on in the world of sports. Reggie Bush has given back his Heisman. Any thoughts on that issue?
I think, although the game is played on a field, the parents aren't supposed to be playing in a 3-acre yard that they didn't pay for at the same time. So, henceforth, you give the thing back. Kid did the right thing. And story.
You know, one of the Heisman candidates is Ryan Mallett. You know, Arkansas football down here, of course. I don't know if you've made your way through to Little Rock. We hope to see you soon, actually, in studio. But
sure.
Arkansas, big the SEC. This is football country. And I know
sure,
you've
you guys
been.
are ranked like 12th or 13th.
That's right.
Those polls. Wow.
Taking on Georgia. I know what
Georgia.
Yes, the Razorbacks. I know you have great thoughts and you love the Hog and the Razorbacks. And you have any thoughts?
Love Hog. You say I love Hog?
You love the Hogs, of course, as you always have been, going back to our earlier days. But
sure.
Any thoughts on the Razorbacks in general?
Razorbacks, this kid Mallet, although I love the word mallet because I've smashed many a person in the face with a mallet. I hear the kid's got an amazing cannon up for the Heisman. He will challenge guys like in the Pac-10, like Andrew Luck and Jake Locker, to be the best quarterback in the world. So, good stuff.
In the entire world, huh?
The world. There's nothing in the world like college ball, baby.
Is there an award that you'd like to win that you haven't won that would be akin to a kid winning a Heisman?
I would like to win a small award, but I went to the American Academy the dramatic arts. When I was a kid, I would like to go back and compete against those kids and win the award. But a mini Oscar goes to 12 to 16-year-olds. Now, I know it's unfortunate I'm approaching 70, but game's the game. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Mr. Walken, we were looking through some of your some clips from some of your great movies over the years, and obviously your resume is unmatched by any other actor, American or otherwise.
Sure.
Things to do in Denver when you're dead. Pat has never had the opportunity to see a small but vital role in that, where you're a wheelchair-bound gangsta. Can you tell Pat a little bit about your performance in that film? Because it was stellar, to say the least.
Sure. I was in a wheelchair there and had a gang of guys doing jobs for me. They scooted up. Love the lines in that one. I don't know how many I could say.
None.
Say one, because it's a metaphor. Or I could say it in two different sentences. I slept tonight. I will sleep on my pillow. And when I take a sandwich, I'm going to be a biter. You take last two words in both those sentences, you will get one of my great lines from that movie.
Great performance.
Thank you. I'm wearing the belt.
We're going to have to get some of his quick picks.
On the games?
For the games.
Yeah, maybe a couple.
Very quick. Very quick. I have to go. So,
let me pull
shotgun
up.
Round.
Okay. Hang
go
on.
For
I'm getting ready.
Can
First
I ask
all,
a question while he's digging
yeah.
for that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. Walken, this is Lauren Clark, and with the end of New York Fashion Week here and, well, in New York, and also us talking about fashion and Lady Gaga's recent meat dress in the spotlight, my question for you is, what is the most unusual outfit you've ever worn?
Speaking of meat, I've always been a big fan of mutton. However, I've never worn it on my head, on my waist, I mean, part of my body. However, I did wear a fleur-de-lis hat that was the size of a large elk for a movie, period piece, back in the 80s.
Oh, the
and now
belt.
Even that's in vogue because the Saints won Super Bowl.
Right.
So I'm never embarrassed, but sometimes embarrassing.
You ready for your picks?
Shoot it, baby.
Mississippi.
Shoot the cannon.
Mississippi State or LSU?
Les Miles, baby.
Okay.
LSU, go.
You picked Arkansas, correct, over Georgia?
I love Rick. Great guy. Family man. But Arkansas.
Attaboy. Georgia.
Petrino. Petrino. Tell you, shady. Shady, but.
Georgia Tech at North Carolina.
I'm taking USC. I'm sorry, UNC in that one. Gritty. Gutty. Almost pulled it out last week. Good peeps, those kids. Working hard. They only got four guys on the team, but they get out there and they'll hustle.
Air Force at Oklahoma.
Gotta go Oklahoma. Stoops. Some guys are picking them in the title game.
That's right.
They could win that game by 1,312 points.
How about Nebraska at Washington?
Although Sarkisian is doing good things up in a wash, got to take their opponent.
You like the Cornhuskers. Good choice.
Azkaban.
Iowa at Arizona.
Although Arizona greatly improved, Iowa, Ferentz, strong squad.
Strong.
The Iowa.
BYU at Florida State.
Oof. Jimbo Fisher. Going to take a jumbo dip in the pool on this one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're going with BYU. Okay. Yeah. How about Clemson at Auburn?
I know absolutely nothing about either of those teams.
Auburn's ranked number 16th, according to...
Taking a burn.
I love it. And finally, Notre Dame at Michigan State.
Notre Dame, although tough week last week, good team.
You know, the head coach is from Chelsea, Massachusetts. That's going to help you maybe make a decision.
That's what I hear. Mr. Kelly.
Yes.
Is originally from Chelsea. Wow. That's right next to where you lived when you were a baby.
That's right.
And Chelsea actually looks like a bomb went off. You have a revisit the town.
Yeah, it's dirty and disgusting. There's no question.
Shady.
Very shady.
Cool stuff.
Just for walking.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
They got a great chimichurri there, though. Yeah. All right, guys. I got to run. Let's do this again.
Let's do it. We're going to see how your picks went. I think you did pretty strong this week. I have to agree with all of them.
You are a sage. You are a soothsayer. Goodbye. God bless. And live the dream.
Always, my man.
All right. Pimp it, baby. You guys keep on pimping yourselves. All right? Do it. Do it like I would do it. Smash it in the face. Go to Ryan Mallett.